It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Each year, economist Matt Murray prepares a summary of the state's economic health. Governor Bill Haslam and lawmakers then use that information to plan the state's annual budget. Governor Haslam formally presented his budget proposal last night in the State of the State address. Matt Murray says the forecast for the state's economy this year contains both optimism and caution.
Well, part of the reason for improved optimism for 2014 and 15 is simply moving beyond some of the obstacles and hurdles to economic growth in 2012 and 13. 2013 in particular, we were confronted by a number of challenges because of the federal government's inability to deal with the budget, deal with the deficit, deal with the need to raise the nation's debt ceiling. There were also some other factors, the elimination of the payroll tax holiday that we all benefited from over the course of many years of the Great Recession and its aftermath. So we've put those behind us now, and we're looking at an improved global economic outlook, and all of the other fundamentals of the economy right now are poised to support stronger growth. One of those fundamentals is the housing sector, which has shown meaningful improvement here in Tennessee and the nation as a whole.
One of the other factors that improved in 2013 was the state's unemployment rate. Of course, you and I always talk about the unemployment rate as just being one factor of many that economists look at, not the only number people should consider. But there was some good news to report in employment in 2013. What's the forecast looking for in 2014?
Well, we expect to see employment growth about the same as we saw this last year, with continued growth in manufacturing sector employment. The unemployment rate has been a frustration, a great disappointment. It has not been moving down as quickly as we would like. In fact, it's going to be 2015. Before that rate gets down to 7%. It still will be well above the levels of unemployment that prevailed before the recession started. But when you start dissecting the situation, it's still not quite dire, but very close to that, with a very elevated unemployment rate. And if you account for the people who are underemployed, these are people who would like more hours but can't get them. If you then account for discouraged workers, individuals who have given up looking for work, the unemployment rate for the state and the nation is going to be somewhere in the 13 or 14% rate, much higher than that statistical rate that we typically see month to month.
So what's going on there? We're seeing this employment growth a little bit. Governor Haslam, in his State of the State address last night, talked about some of the industries that are opening in Tennessee, particularly, as you mentioned, in manufacturing. But the unemployment rate's improving at a very slow rate. Why are we seeing that happen?
Well, there's really two different stories here. One is on the production side of the economy. Businesses are making increased use of equipment, technology like computer hardware and software that allows them to produce more without requiring the same number of workers. Then we have an economy that has simply not been growing rapidly enough in terms of consumer demand, in terms of exports to other countries around the world that would support more job growth in terms of the demand side of the economy. So the supply side is becoming more efficient, and the demand side is still struggling to recover from the depths of the Great Recession. And that together has helped keep that unemployment rate up, very elevated relative to pre-recession levels. But the situation has improved. If we go back just a couple of years nationwide, we had about 10 workers chasing after one job opening in the economy on average. The situation for last year had improved to the point that there were three workers looking for every job that was available. So things have improved, but we still have a ways to go.
And in fact, your report makes the point that the labor market here in Tennessee likely to continue kind of in that slow pattern, sluggish pattern for at least the remainder of the decade.
Absolutely right. Even by end of decade, unless we see sharp improvement in the intervening years, the unemployment rate will still be above the rate that prevailed prior to the recession.
One of the great debates that I think is shaping up in Nashville is, of course, what Governor Haslam's budget proposal will look like. He unveiled it formally in the State of the State address last night in Nashville. And your projection indicates that Tennessee's tax revenues, that is the money that funds the state by and large, will be growing this year, but at a slower rate than other states in the Southeast. What explains that?
Well, there are a couple of different stories there, Brandon. One is that the personal income tax has been growing very rapidly in other states around the country. We obviously do not have a broad-based personal income tax, and as a result of that, we're not seeing the same kind of growth as other states. Our sales tax is not doing particularly well, but it's much closer to the national average and the average for those states around us. It's not doing doing particularly well, but this is typical in a post-recession environment. We see the sales tax grow fairly strongly in the immediate years after a recession, and then sales tax growth slows. So we're in that slowdown pattern that is very typical of other post-recession expansions.
Well, also last night in the State of the State address, Governor Haslam defended tax cuts that the legislature has made in recent years, even as tax revenues, as you said, are coming in a little bit lower than we might have expected. And here's what he had to say last night.
As revenues have come in below expectations, some have questioned whether cutting taxes was the right thing to do. The short answer, yes. When you look at the taxes we've cut, several of them will actually create more revenue in Tennessee over time.
Now, the Associated Press reports that tax cuts currently under consideration in the General Assembly this term could cost the state an additional $170 million a year. So I just wanted to ask you, now I've got an economist in the room with me, what's your take on making these tax cuts now? Obviously politically popular, but are they a good move in the state's long-term interest?
Well, I think there is a very strong political motivation behind the tax cuts, and I don't think that the Haslam administration could do much to fend off the concerns on the part of conservatives that the budget was simply too big and that taxes were too high. Those tax cuts will certainly have some effect on improving economic growth, but those effects are likely to be modest. But it certainly does put pressure not only on the budget that has just been presented by the governor, but going forward, because when we cut taxes last year, or should we cut them again this year, those are reductions in revenues that will persist for years and years to come. And so we will struggle more mightily to bring the budget into alignment as we go forward than otherwise would be the case.
Matt Murray is the director of the Howard Baker Center for Public Policy here in Knoxville, the assistant director of the Center for Business and Economic Research, and the lead author of the annual Economic Report to Governor Haslam. Dr. Murray, thanks as always for being with us.
Brandon, thank you for having me.